former President Donald Trump's second impeachment trial. The moments, the takeaways. Live coverage on 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
CBS News Special Report. After almost 3.5 hours of question and answer, the Senate has stopped their questioning for House managers and Donald Trump's lawyers in the impeachment trial of former president. House impeachment manager Joaquin Castro.
Defense counsel, their defense is basically everything President Trump did is okay, and he could do it again. Is that what we believe? That there is no problem with that? That it's perfectly fine if he does the same thing all over again?
The defense blasted the Democrats for trying to stop the president from running for the White House again. Mr. Trump's lawyer, Bruce Castor Jr.
tried to damage his ability to run for office when and if he is acquitted. And at the same time, tell the 74 million people who voted for them that their choice was the wrong choice.
The final vote to convict or acquit could come on Saturday. The Senate will reconvene at 10 a.m. tomorrow. Special report, I'm Lisa Mateo.
Joining us live, University of Baltimore law professor Kim Whaley, who's the author of the books How to Read the Constitution and Why, and What You Need to Know About Voting and Why. The professor is with us on Skype. Thank you so much, Kim. The defense took a lot less time than the House managers, not even 3 hours today. What is your summary of that presentation and really the whole week's trial?
Well, the defense presentation, frankly, was disappointing and sad because it was a real distortion of a lot of issues and didn't really get to the heart of the question for Americans, which is, as I think the clip showed, is this behavior that we're okay with going forward? They played clips from a sort of irrelevant prior certification processes. They attacked the House impeachment managers for allegedly manufacturing evidence without any actual evidence to support that accusation. And from a lawyering standpoint, it was a very disappointing few hours. But they have a very difficult case to make. The rest of the week, you know, the impeachment managers laid out the facts that we've all seen really on TV since January 6th. But they had additional information, closed circuit television showing people like Mitt Romney having to do a 180 and run for his life, body cams from police officers that put us in the moment, which was, you know, very harrowing. And I think one of the questions today for the defense counsel from two Republican senators was, you know, what did Donald Trump know? When did he know? And when did he intervene or take any steps to save the people whose lives were at risk? And they did not answer that question. And I think that, coupled with the fact that it was clear by the end of the week that the Vice President Mike Pence's life was in danger, and Donald Trump probably knew about that, and instead of sending reinforcements, actually tweeted something that called him a coward and probably riled the crowd up more to find and assassinate Mike Pence. That, I think, is very troubling, probably even to Republican senators.
And you've walked us right up to a bit of reporting just tonight from CNN. They have learned about an expletive-filled phone call between President Trump and Kevin McCarthy, the House GOP leader. McCarthy is saying, please call off these rioters. They're banging at my door here. They're trying to break into the Capitol. And one of the quotes attributed to President Trump is, well, Kevin, I guess these people are more upset about the election than you are. And at one point, McCarthy shot back, who the blank do you think you are? I think we can fill in that blank, Professor. Is such evidence able to now be introduced into the trial at this late hour, or is this just some more reporting that flavors our understanding of what's going on?
Well, tomorrow is oral argument in terms of the closing arguments. I'm not familiar with whether there's any rule banning additional evidence, and certainly there could be a motion to allow additional evidence in light of this this new information. You know, the one thing that I do think there is a little bit of, you know, ambiguity around is the extent to which the House impeachment managers could and should have actually called actual witnesses and done a little bit more. I think they proved their case with what they had, but left open the critique that much of or some of their evidence relating to Donald Trump's state of mind came through media reports. And, you know, I think a lawyer that was willing to abide by ethics and the law and the facts would have made those kinds of arguments relating to the questions on the standard of incitement of insurrection, not these ad hominem attacks and, frankly, misstatements and legal distortions that we heard today, which, again, just it cheapens the whole process. But I do think we will hear more about that tomorrow. I hope we do, because this is very, very serious stuff. It's not about Donald Trump. It is really about what are the rules for the conduct of presidents moving forward. This isn't a criminal trial. It's almost like a personnel action. You know, what do we want our presidents to, where are the lines we want drawn? And that's a pretty important thing to think about, given the deaths that did happen on the 6th. And but for that courageous officer who received the Congressional Gold Medal, without him, there would have been additional deaths in all likelihood.
Thank you for this analysis and your perspective. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you, Dimitri.
That's law professor Kim Whaley with the University of Baltimore joining us tonight.